It first came to my notice when my parents moved up to Shropshire. There was a strong room, and in it were various things, nothing particularly valuable, but there was a very large watercolour painting all rolled up. And I thought this was a shame, so I unrolled it and pinned it with drawing pins to my old train board. And there it stayed for a bit. And then along comes a chap who was researching the life of the artist, who was called Daniel MacLeish. And he said, "You've got to have something done about this." And so we took it to London, we had it done up and nicely framed and everything. And there's sort of quite a story there because Henrietta, having had four children, was the mistress of the Prime Minister, well, before he was Prime Minister, Benjamin Disraeli, when he was trying to make his way in the world, and was getting in trouble with his creditors. And I reckon, in fact, that Sykes' money helped him out of keep him out of a debtor's jail, and therefore were indirectly responsible for him being Prime Minister of England afterwards, or Great Britain rather. So Henrietta threw him over, or he threw her over after 3 years, and she threw him over really for the artist who did this painting, Daniel MacLeish. And the husband found them in bed together. And silly man then put an advertisement in the next day's paper saying that he'd found them in bed together and in flagrante delicto, as they called it. And he was disowning her and all her debts and everything. And the result was social disgrace for both of them, but not for Daniel MacLeish. But Daniel MacLeish was part of a circle which included Charles Dickens. And Dickens was so infuriated by the treatment that he thought his artist friend had had that he was serialising Oliver Twist at the time. And he introduced the character Bill Sykes. And William was the third baronet's middle name, and he changed the spelling of Sykes to S-I instead of S-Y in order to avoid libel. And there you are. We have a character.